We're back here on the Mackey Motors pregame show on 93.7 at KKRL. Jeff Blackman joined right now by Chris Moore, the head football coach with the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. We're down here at Valley Stadium getting ready for their Saturday night showcase game against Glidden Ralston. And Chris, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, Jeff, glad to talk to you and excited to get the season going.
It is. It's different for you guys. Second year in a row, though, that you're opening up on a Saturday night. Second year in a row against Glidden Ralston down here at Valley. So really, the second year in a row, you had a late Friday night having to go down and get the field ready at Valley. So how has prep gone for you guys, and how did things go? Did you take any of the guys down with you on Friday night?
No, actually, I just took my wife down with me, and I don't know why she agreed to go with me, but helped Ross Bauer get the field ready. It's looking good. And, this week as practices went really well for us. Just kind of went really a lot of basic stuff and slowing everything down, and just want the kids to be all on the same page, and we want to be able to play fast on Saturday night.
Do you think the kids will be a little bit more prepared for this one, not because you guys didn't put the work in last year, but just simply having played a game at Valley? Now you understand the turf, the stadium, and how everything works down there.
Yeah, definitely. It's not the newness is wore off a little bit. It's still very exciting to go there and play in that facility. But definitely, the newness is gone, and get rid of those jitters.
Coach, you mentioned that the practice had gone well. You've tried to slow things down. What was the focus this week in practice, and what things were you trying to slow down a little bit?
Just ourselves, we kind of have idea with Craig coming back, coaching there at Glidden Ralston. Going back to maybe this 3-3 stack defense like he's ran in the years past. We're just making sure we're communicating up front. Prepared for those looks, and everyone knows their blocking assignments and where the cutback and the lanes will be for us.
Pretty easy for you to go back and find film from a few years ago when Craig was coaching, or was that a little bit of a struggle for you?
Well, yeah, I was glad I didn't delete everything I had. It was all my footage there, but we were able to find some from 2017 was the last year he coached.
What did you see from them? Do you think they'll be any different this year, though, with the changes in eight-man football and stuff, or do you think he'll just go back to what he's comfortable with?
If it was me personally, and just hearing his first-of-the-year interview, pretty much going to go back to what he knows, and that'd be the I formation and stuff, and I would do the same if I was in his shoes, and then put some little wrinkles in here and there off of that.
How do you feel like your defense matches up against that?
Well, they got some really good size up front. The Eishai kid came down here and wrestled, and a heavyweight for us, so our kids kind of know him. I think there's a couple other guys that are over the 200-pound mark and pushing close to the 250 up there. So they're going to have really good size up front. And so that'll be the key. We'll have to match that up front there and control those guys and make sure they're not getting, upfield on our linebackers.
Do you feel like you have maybe a speed advantage there that you can take advantage of?
Yeah, definitely. I think, we got a lot of track guys there that were state qualifiers out there playing for us. Colby Culbertson, Raiden Doty, Lance Klaber. Those guys got really, really good team speed. Parker Hayes on the backside, Omarion Floyd, Wyatt Oswald will be, the linebackers in the safety position or corner positions, and they really have good team speed or good speed for us there.
How do you guys take advantage of that when you have the football?
Hopefully we can, offensive line can get the edge set and we can get outside and use that speed to get to the sidelines. It's going to be a key for our tight ends and our guards to make sure and get, that D end and outside linebacker hooked and hopefully, just have a foot race to the sideline and hopefully it goes in our favor.
Do you feel like you guys can establish the inside run to take some of the pressure on getting to the edges?
Yeah, we're going to have a mix back there of Lance Klaber, Parker Hayes, Jacob Estrada, and Armani Floyd, you know, those four guys, you know, Jacob and Lance got really good size and really physical kids. And then, you know, Parker and Omarion are going to look to, you know, bounce that and, you know, maybe shy away from, you know, they don't want to take the big blows every play. And so hopefully we can, you know, give them a lot of different looks with those guys and keep them off balance.
Do you bring most of those guys in? Do you ever have a situation where you can have all those guys on the field and maybe try and not show the hand a little bit and have the defense kind of wondering which of the four are going to carry the ball?
I haven't really got to that yet, but that's a good thought, Jeff. I might have to put that in here.
Coach, when you guys, you know, what do you anticipate seeing from him in the 3-3 stack? How are they going to try to take those edges away?
You know, the they bring their middle linebacker up in the years past, and he stacked on that nose guard. And then not so much stacked, the outside backers are stacked necessarily on the defensive end, but they're up close to the line of scrimmage, and they really load the box up on us in the past years, you know, being a run-heavy team like we are. You know, so we're hoping, you know, we can with Wyatt Oswald back at quarterback, you know, hopefully we can catch him, you know, suck him up hard on the run, and we can catch him with some passes over the middle. You know, and up front, like I said, we've been talking about communication. You know, those guys are that close. You know, we got to be on the same page because, you know, in a split second, they could be through our line and messing the whole play up. So we got to make sure communicating, and we got a hat on a hat every play.
What are you hoping to see from your club overall tonight besides a win?
Just come out, play with a lot of energy, be confident, you know, and, you know, everything else will take care of itself. But, you know, we want the guys to play fast and, you know, and just get after it every play and play relentless football like we talk about all the time.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Best of luck coming up on a Saturday night, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate the coverage and the extra coverage that you're giving us for this game. You know, we hope to continue to do this in the years to come. This is a great experience for everyone and a fun environment on a Saturday night. And so thank you for that, and go CRB.
You bet. Head coach again at Chris Moore with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders. They'll take on Glidden Ralston. More of the Mackey Motors at pregame coming up next. Nick Brinks, Nate Graving. They've got the call coming up for you here on 93.7 at KKRL.